Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, where you can download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you? It's Megan Lynch.
Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm fine, very well.
Where are you calling from?
Robbinsville, New Jersey.
No, Robbinsville. I grew up in New Jersey, but I don't know where Robbinsville is.
Oh, it's about 15 minutes outside of Trenton.
Oh.
We are at the crossroads of 195, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 130.
So you are fully prepared to answer that what exit question.
I am.
Megan, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner.
I'll do my best.
All right, I know you will. Here is your first limerick.
Mitt Romney starts spitting and grunting. This isn't fake chest hair I'm fronting. Look, everyone runs when I whip out my guns. They know that I've spent my life.
Hunting?
Yes, hunting. Oh. Very good. You got it. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, now a presidential candidate, is doing his best to appeal to the Republican base. This week he announced that he is a, quote, lifelong hunter, which is technically true. He has been hunting twice, once when he was 15 and once last summer. So, you know, encompassing his whole life. And he is an official lifetime member of the NRA, which he joined in August. It's all kind of sad, really, this pandering, and Republican analysts say that he will not be truly accepted in Republican circles until he actually shoots a close friend in the face. PJ, I wanted to ask you this. As a Republican, are you buying Mitt Romney's, you know, conversion to being a conservative Republican?
No. And I hate to say that because I keep wanting to like Romney. So, you know, I mean, he actually is more conservative than the other people that are out there. But, you know, it's like he was governor of Massachusetts. This is like, you know, running for Pope, prior job experience, you know, chief rabbi of Jerusalem. What can you do? On the other hand, he does quote me.
He does?
He does, yes. So, bless his soul, he quotes me. He says, comedian P.J. O'Rourke says. Well, you know.
Better than folksy pitch man. That's what I like. count your blessings.
I'll give you that, Tom. I shouldn't give that.
All right. Back to you, Megan.
Mm-hmm. You still with us, Megan?
Yes, I am. Oh,
Megan.
Right. Here is your next limerick.
Okay.
The teachers in England take stock. Let's toss out the blackboard and chalk. The kids first must learn how each foot takes its turn. Let us teach the correct way to
walk.
Yes. The British Association of Teachers and Lecturers this week took a stand, saying that British schools need to get back to basics and to teach children important life skills like walking. Acting Deputy Secretary Martin Johnson said, quote, there's a lot to learn about how to walk. If you're going out for a Sunday afternoon stroll, you might walk one way. If you're trying to catch a train, you might walk another way. If you're doing a cliff walk, you might walk in another way, unquote. If you want to earn money in the street at night, you might walk. Detractors immediately protested. They attempted to rush the stage where he was speaking, but due to their poor early education, they all tripped. Halfway there. Very sad. All right, here is your last limerick.
Okay.
When you stylists from hair clubs do stray, make sure no new scalp rugs you lay. You'd better take care to not make fake hair. Keep hands and shears off a...
Tray?
Tray, not quite. You got the rhyme right, but not the word. Let's try again. There's some clues inside. Listen for them.
When you stylists from hair clubs do stray, make sure no new scalp rugs you lay. You'd better take care to not make fake hair. Keep hands and shears off a...
Two-syllable answer.
Think of rugs.
Stray, lay. Do stray, you lay.
I have no idea.
Scalp rugs.
Who wears a really bad one?
Donald Trump.
Yes. And what does Donald Trump, you think, wear? What does he have?
Toupee.
Yes,
there
thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks to thesmokinggun.com, we now know that the Hair Club for Men suspected two of their former hair restoration stylists, as they're called. They suspected that they were violating their non-compete clauses and working for a rival wig maker. The evidence? Dozens of former hair club clients had canceled appointments and, in the words of the ensuing lawsuit, were, quote, taking possession of their hair systems, unquote. A private detective staked out Elite Solutions Hair Alternatives and confirmed hair club's worst nightmare. The women were working for the rival, and four former hair club members were seen entering Elite to have their rugs cleaned and pressed. The Hair Club for Men, they're not just members, they're plaintiffs. Carl, how did Megan do in our quiz?
Megan was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. Megan, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing, Megan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.